B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
We have our friend. Let me get her on. Hi, Rachel.
Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, guys.
This is Rachel. She owns, she's done our makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see me looking all sexy and whatnot in the in our photos, it's because Rachel blasted my
sexy
face
with, without me.
Thank you, Rachel. So she does that. She owns Parlor in Framingham, which is my favorite salon that I've never been to, but still it's my favorite.
My absolute.
Oh, but you have, I'm going to give a spoiler alert. I saw you on the news and people talk to you about like what people should do right now for beauty stuff. And you just said, take a break.
Yeah, I said, stand 6 feet away from the box dye. Yeah.
Well, I wish I could say I've done that, but I know that it's your biggest nightmare for stylists, but I had to do the box dye over the weekend.
Honestly, my mom did it too. Yeah. I'm going to hurt her, but she did it.
Yeah,
I don't know who she thinks she is, the queen of parlor or something. Thing is, if you normally do box dye from home, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're like one color on your whole head, it's fine. But if you have highlights or if you go to the salon to get professional hair care,
right,
it's going to cost you like $400 to $500 just to get that band of hair out.
Yeah.
So people don't even realize what they're doing right now.
Hold on 1 second, because Leroy's all confused.
Yes,
he has no idea what box dye is.
Flag on the plate.
This is for women, Leroy, clearly.
I'm like, what is
it? It's to color your hair.
Okay.
Because usually, right, it's the ones you get like at Target, in the supermarket, wherever. Usually you get, a lot of people will do it professionally.
It is called...
it's just box dye.
Dye in a box.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard like box
good
tie or
no,
box.
No, dye.
Okay, yes, all right.
I apologize because you're not a Dominican barber. Leroy doesn't understand your language right now.
Oh, man.
But also, Rachel, I know that your grandmother passed away from COVID, right?
Oh, so sorry.
Yes, she did. Yeah, it's awful. I mean, it's so hard because we didn't even get a chance to say goodbye to her. But, it's definitely not an ideal way to end your life.
So what did the memorial consist of?
Basically, they only allow 10 people or less. There's no funeral, and you're not allowed to bury the person, but you can basically stand around a grave and watch them go down. That's pretty much it. It's kind of morbid and awful, but, you just make the best of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And you all still don't know how she got the virus?
We actually do. She got it from her rehab.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, it's like running rampant through rehabs right now.
Mm-mm-mm. It's good. Now, when this is all when this is all said and done, I mean, when we're kind of allowed to start doing regular type of things again, are you guys planning to do more of a, more of a family get-together type of thing, or?
Yeah, we probably will. I mean, my family is crazy, and we kind of all did our own thing and, like, really set our memories, and I don't think we want to, like, keep revisiting it because it's honestly, it was a very painful time, and it's just awful that you can't, that I just don't like the fact that she passed away alone. That's really what makes it so difficult. So I don't know. I'm sure we'll figure something out.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, I think, that a lot of people are going through is not being able to be there with the person. Were you able to talk to her for a while, get regular updates?
Yeah, I called her. Well, it happened so quick. I mean, it happened in 4 days.
Oh,
I know, it's insane. So I called her, though, from the hospital, and I did talk to her. She didn't really understand what corona was, so she was, like, in good spirits.
Mm.
And I sort of knew that it was the last time I was going to talk to her when I called her. So it was a really weird phone call. I'm glad I got to talk to her, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I'm sure that you know Melissa right now, what she's going through, her friend. We talked to Melissa's friend last week who has... corona he tested positive. He was, when we talked to him, was he in the hospital? I think he was in the hospital or he was on his way. Yeah, but he didn't seem that bad, and I guess Melissa talked to him on Friday. He thought he was on the way, he thought he was like on the mend, but apparently he took a turn for the worse this
weekend.
And he's
is he not doing well?
He's in a medically induced coma right now.
Oh Oh, my God.
Yeah. So Melissa couldn't,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Melissa found out this morning, and she, the same thing, you know, as far as your grandmother, Melissa was like, she couldn't, she just felt bad that he's, like, alone right now, mm-hmm. and nobody can visit him and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I knew he was sick, but I didn't know he was in a coma.
Yeah. She just found out this morning. Yeah.
You know what I think would be nice is if you would share some of your tips for, like, getting through this stressful time, because I watch your Instagram story all the time, and you have this, like, really nice morning ritual, you know, and maybe it would be nice if you shared a little bit of that.
Absolutely. So I practice meditation. I think that it's like a taboo word that everyone's really, you know, kind of scared of or they don't think they can do. But really, meditation is just taking slow, deep breaths. And so I just challenge myself to do at least 6 slow, deep breaths every morning. And I just set an intention for my day. It just helps me have a clear mind and not feel anxious and stressed and live in fear all day long, because I think everyone's so afraid right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just taking that moment to kind of pause in the morning has been really helpful for me to get through these days and not feel absolutely miserable and want to just stay in bed, you know?
Right.
So honestly, just breathing. That's really all I can say, is slowly and focusing on you and giving yourself self-care right now in whatever way that is, whether that's a bathtub or a long walk. Whatever it is, I'm just really focusing on myself right now.
Good. She also does the Peloton because I follow her.
I'm in a bike suit right now. And I look like such a freak in my meditation area, and I'm about to go get on the bike after this.
I'm telling you right now, you got to do. I love my boy Cody Rigsby.
Oh my God, he's my favorite.
The super gay dude, Pebbles. You would love this guy. Yep. He has you like pedal to the music, but you pedal. He calls everybody queen. Like, I'm like, I'm a queen, but
I would love to watch you pedaling to Cody.
Yo, it's so fun because he makes it fun. He makes you get up from the thing. Like, he does it on 8 counts. So you get down and get up and get
down.
All
right, we're looking for the video tomorrow. So please, you know,
unfortunately, all my video package at home is broken.
Yeah. Okay. I have your wife's number. So we're good.
All right.
Take care, Rachel. Thank you so much for sharing this. And send our love to your family.
I will. Thank you for having me. Stay well, guys.
Thank you, too. That's our Rachel Rubin. She owns Parlor in Framingham.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.